Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new study destroys the entire gender industry. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Of course, this study confirms what we've been saying all along and why we defend Christian counselors who want to help these children who are suffering with confusion, same-sex attractions, and all of that. They just need help to guide them in the right direction. So we have helped overturn like 23 counseling bans in Georgia, Alabama, and Florida because this is the answer to what they're dealing with.
You know, children are precious. They're a gift of God. And Jesus said to permit the little children to come to me. Remember, the disciples were saying, get out of here. You know, you're bugging us. And Jesus said, no. He took a little child, brought him into the midst, embraced that child and said, you have to become like this child to enter into the kingdom of God. Don't prohibit a child from coming to me. And anybody who actually causes one of these children who believes in me to stumble, it's better for that person to have a millstone hung around their neck and to be thrown into the depths of the sea.
And Jesus came to us on this earth as a baby.
Yeah, so he was always reaching out to children, use children as an example. And thus the reason why this issue of this whole gender ideology and the industry that has developed around it is so anti-God, because it is focused on destroying children, innocent children, feeding them lies, preventing them from getting counseling that can free them and set the captives free, and then mutilating their body and destroying how they were made in the very image of God.
And making money off of them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, so we have been fighting this for the very beginning when all these counseling bans came out, the very first ones in 2012. We led the nation doing that. We continue to do so. Now the case is before the United States Supreme Court on this issue. We filed briefs on this case out of Colorado, and I think we're going to win in this case, a case where Colorado prohibited the counseling of minors who want to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion.
That was Childs versus Salazar, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, however, even though when that case, I believe it'll come down favorably in 2026.
Pray so.
There will be 87 of those laws that are still in existence on the books. I think we're going to have to go after a number of those cities and states and counties that still have those laws, because I don't think they're going to voluntarily repeal them. So that's another issue. But what we found here recently is there's a damning new report from the Department of Health and Human Services on so-called gender-affirming care. That's their words. And the HHS now recommends psychotherapy, that is counseling, as the better, safer alternative to chemical and surgical mutilations. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has released a report that is so damning that not even the top four medical organizations promoting chemical and surgical child mutilation could refute it.
You know, and that's what's so sad is these so-called medical organizations like WPATH and Endocrine Society promoted that gender mutilation instead of children actually getting the help they need.
Yeah, evidence-based medicine is the foundation of high-quality care, and what we found in this area is they have ignored the evidence, and it's all been political. And so what you have here is this push towards harming children.
That's a $1 billion industry, too.
And so here's the real heartbreak, because you have a child that has a real issue, and it could be that they have depression, anxiety, eating disorders.
Autism,
body image issues. You know how that is when you're growing up. You got all these different things going on in your body as you're developing. You could be in public schools, lots of different pressure that's being applied to you.
Propaganda.
Be a part of groups.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't look as nice as the next kid. You don't dress as nice as the next kid. You're trying to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
One in five, what we find in some of the studies is one in five of these people who say that they are, quote, trans, are on some level of the autism spectrum.
Yeah, they're confused.
So they're having these issues, and now they're confused about who they are, and they go to their mom and dad, and the mom and dad finds a counselor. They want to be able to get counseling. The problem is that in 100-plus cities and states combined, the laws were passed to ban this kind of counseling. We overturned 23, leaving 87 of them still on the books. I think we'll have a great victory in 2026, as I said, but I think we'll still have to battle to get all these cleaned off the books. But now you go to a counselor in these states or these cities or counties, and you can't get the counsel you want. So what kind of counsel do you get? You get the opposite. It's like going into your car and you punch into your GPS a specific destination, and there's only one destination that your GPS refuses to give you correct directions. It always will send you 180 degrees opposite of that direction. Every place else it'll take you, doesn't matter, but this one direction, say for example it's a church, you always want to go to this church, and it'll send you the opposite way. How frustrating would that be? Well, that's exactly what happens. The parents go to these counselors or these doctors and say, my child has this problem. And so what do they say? I know what the problem is. We'll fix it. And you're all ears. Well, how can we fix it? Well, you were born in the wrong body. God made a mistake. And so we're going to give you puberty blockers. We're going to give you opposite sex hormones. And then we'll amputate some of your body parts. And you'll be something different. You can identify as the opposite of what you are or something totally different. If you're a boy, you can identify as a girl. If you're a girl, you can identify as a boy, or you can identify as neither. You can identify as both, whatever it is. You'll be able to do whatever you want. You can create yourself in your own image. And so they want to resolve the issue. And so what do? They rely upon your false, dangerous, misleading advice.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the radical activists say, well, if you don't go through this, then you'll have a high percentage of committing suicide. And of course, we know that it's the opposite. When they do go through that, they would likely commit suicide. But this study confirms that, saying that no independent association between gender dysphoria and suicides has been found, and there is no evidence that pediatric medical transition reduces the incident of suicide. In fact, the risk of pediatric medical transition include infertility, sterility, sexual dysfunction, impaired bone density accrual, adverse cognitive impacts, cardiovascular disease and metabolic disorders, psychiatric disorders, and surgical complications and regret.
Yeah, and a more robust evidence-based supports, according to this HHS report, psychotherapeutic approaches. In other words, counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go into a doctor and you have an eating disorder. And you're not overweight, but you have an eating disorder, and when you look in the mirror, you feel like you're overweight. But you're not overweight. In fact, you may be emaciated. So you go to a doctor and you say, I need to lose weight because I am too heavy. What does a doctor do? And he looks at you and you're basically skin and bones at that point in time. Do they give you liposuction? Do they try to actually placate your wrong thinking by giving you this physical intervention? No. What they have to do is to provide psychological behavioral modification.
So to help you with your perception of yourself.
Help you with your perception, your false perception of yourself.
Right.
But that's exactly what happens here. In fact, one of these doctors who was involved in this kind of trans issue ended up saying, this is wrong. It's harmful. There's no evidence that these kinds of procedures help. In fact, they make people worse because you're not treating the underlying condition. You're mutilating their bodies. You're harming them. You're sterilizing them. And he said, you don't give liposuction to an anorexic. That's his words. And you don't actually chop off healthy breasts to somebody who thinks that they're not a woman or a girl. What you do is you give counseling. And so this now a new HHS report really confirms everything that we have said. I think the trend, the total pendulum worldwide is swinging the other way, whether it's in Great Britain, throughout Europe, and clearly here in the United States as well. It is time that we stand up and speak up to protect our kids, because what this is it's anti-God, it's anti-Christian. It is an attack against God who made us in his image, pretending that we can make ourselves in our own image, and that is very destructive, very harmful. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.